From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. A federal judge in Texas recently ruled to make distribution of an abortion pill illegal, while another in Washington state issued a competing ruling. Now the fight over mifepristone has made its way to the U.S. Supreme Court. But as Maya Miller reports for the Gulf States Newsroom, some advocates and physicians say outlawing mifepristone wouldn't change much for the people living in states with total abortion bans.
Robin Marty is the operations director for the West Alabama Women's Center. The center used to provide abortion care, but that changed after Roe v. Wade was overturned. Now, it provides birth control, HIV treatment, and care for transgender people in Alabama.
We're finding a way to take care of all the things that were just as hard for people to access as abortion was. We're committed to existing as a place where people who do end up terminating their own pregnancies, because we know they will, can come and make sure that they did it safely.
A little over a week ago, a judge in Texas ruled to suspend FDA approval of mifepristone. It's a drug that can be used to manage miscarriages and is one of a two-part series of drugs widely used in the U.S. for abortions. But within an hour of that ruling, another judge in Washington state issued an order demanding the FDA keep abortion pills available, at least in 17 states. The battle over the drug is headed to the Supreme Court, but while things are changing fast, Marty says a mifepristone ban would barely change daily operations at the Women's Center because nearly all abortions have been illegal in Alabama since last June. Advocates in Mississippi say not only are they not providing mifepristone, but they point to legislation gaining popularity in states like Texas, which would limit providers from even talking about abortion pills.
All it really is it's distracting all of the liberal places that are supposed to be supporting us into watching their own backs. And I hope that when it's done, they remember that we're still here and they may have had their victory and everything's still the same for them, but we are still in so much trouble and we need them.
Dr. Jennifer Lincoln is an OBGYN. She's also the executive director of Mayday Health, which helps people to find abortion pills in all 50 states. To her, it's hard to really know what the courts will decide, but she says pregnant people seeking abortions should keep trying.
So the workarounds are out there and they exist, and we're thankful for that. But we at Mayday also completely acknowledge that this will affect the people who are already the hardest hit.
Ordering abortion pills online can cost hundreds of dollars, and sometimes it can take weeks for the pills to arrive, and that's crucial time in an already narrow window for a medication abortion. Lincoln says that though she's not a lawyer, it's clear to her that banning mifepristone is less of a healthcare move and more of a political one. The drug was first approved by the FDA more than 20 years ago. She says abortion opponents will not stop with mifepristone.
Those who want to take the choice for abortion away from us cannot stomach the idea that we can use medication abortion pills to take back our control. That's why they're going after this. They will very soon be coming for emergency contraception and hormonal contraception. This is part of a plan of reproductive control.
U.S. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito has put a brief pause on new restrictions to the distribution of mifepristone while the court considers the legal challenges. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Maya Miller.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a collaboration among public media stations in Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana.